This is not just another How to Grow a Business podcast. Whether you're on the brink of entrepreneurship or a changemaker on the journey, it's time to turn your aspirations into real-life success. This is Startup 3. Standing at the crossroads of your career, you face the pivotal question. Should you ignite your entrepreneurial dream while tethered to the safety of your day job, or should you just cut that cord and dive into entrepreneurship full time? This dilemma haunts many aspiring entrepreneurs. With the allure of financial security on one side and the call of passion and freedom on the other. So in this video, we're going to delve into the heart of this decision. We're going to weigh the risks against the rewards. We'll dissect the realities of balancing a day job with your business ambitions and the thrilling yet daunting prospect of going all in. So if you're ready to learn some strategies that'll help you make the right decision for your own entrepreneurial journey, then get ready and make sure you stick around to the end, because I'm going to reveal the details of my own decision. Back when I had to go through this same process when I was getting ready to launch one of my businesses. Did I start a side hustle? Did I go all in? I don't know. You're going to have to stick around at the end to find out. And if you're new to my channel, this is Startup 3, your go-to guide for business tips and entrepreneurial advice during your first 3 years in business. I'm Gary Smith. I'm a U.S. Army veteran. I'm a business and marketing adjunct professor. I teach in the Graduate School of Business. And like you, I'm an entrepreneur. It's on this channel that I teach action steps and strategies designed to help you grow, launch, and thrive during those first few years of your business. So let's start by really addressing the elephant in the room, which is typically the first concern for most of us. It's very personal, and it involves your own unique risk assessment and the implications to your financial security. For many, a full-time job is synonymous with stability. It's a steady paycheck at the end of each month. It can mean things like health insurance benefits, retirement fund contributions, and perhaps, if you're lucky, paid time off. Now, these are not just numbers in your bank account. They represent peace of mind, the ability to plan for the future, and that safety net, right, in case of the unexpected happen. So being pragmatic with your financial security, it's significant when considering the leap into entrepreneurship. Now, let's contrast that with the financial uncertainty of starting a business. Now, entrepreneurship is inherently risky. We know that. We accept that. Unlike a steady job, a new business can fluctuate widely in terms of income, right? Especially in those early stages. Some months they might bring in substantial revenue, while others, not so much, little to none. And this volatility, this can be challenging to manage without the financial buffer that a full-time job provides. That said, though, having a steady income from your full-time job while testing out your business idea, that can be a huge advantage. It allows you to invest in your business without that pressure of needing immediate returns to pay your bills. So this financial cushion of sorts, this can enable you to take calculated risks. It can allow you to reinvest profits for growth. And it can also help you endure, I would say, the kind of the slow path to profitability, because it always takes longer than what you think. You know, I've launched 5 businesses all in. One never really made it off the ground. I lost money, but I learned a lot. Another business, it started to move into profitability, but it just wasn't scalable. Again, more wisdom was acquired. Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. My real estate company in California, that did well. And I sold it right before 2008 when that economic collapse happened, because I wanted to do other things. So in part, that there was just luck in terms of timing. And I didn't make a ton of money, but I had a decent exit. Then I co-founded an e-commerce business, which I still have today. It's profitable. It continues to grow every single month, every year. And then there's my business consulting. So I share that with you to simply demonstrate the fact that every single one of those businesses took longer, quite a bit longer, than what I envisioned to become profitable, with the exception of those early ventures, which it never broke even. And on the first two, I lost money. So while I don't want to scare you off, I'd rather be straight with you. I'd rather not candy coat it, because there's a significant risk involved in quitting your job to pursue your business full time. Now, beyond the obvious loss of steady income, you're also giving up things like, you know, employee benefits, the health insurance, retirement contributions, and paid leave possibly. So you want to carefully weigh these factors against the potential and the passion that you have for your business idea, because the transition from a stable income to the unpredictability of business revenue, that can be daunting. And it requires a solid plan And you typically need to have some financial reserves to mitigate that initial instability. So while the idea of freedom and passion that we associate with entrepreneurship, which is strong, it's also crucial to, I would say, realistically assess the financial trade-offs. Staying in your full-time job while starting your business can provide a safety net, allowing you to grow your business with less financial pressure.
Hey, if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to check out our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com.
Diving into your business, well, that offers you the ability to fully commit. But again, there you have those significant risks, those financial risks along with it. So let's talk about another big consideration as we delve into the critical aspect of time management and commitment. Now, this is where the rubber meets the road. It's in terms, I would say, of balancing your entrepreneurial aspirations with the responsibility of your day job. So what does that actually look like? Because starting a business while working full time, I can tell you that's a marathon of time management and prioritization. In other words, the time commitment required for nurturing a new business, that is enormous. It's like having a baby. You always have to do stuff. Early mornings, late nights, weekends often become the norm, as those are the typical times outside your regular work hours that you can actually devote to your entrepreneurial endeavors. And this dual focus, it demands not just time, but a high level of energy and mental resilience to really switch between those roles effectively. On the other hand, if you go all in, let's say you're dedicating all your time to your business, the benefit there is that you can fully immerse yourself in the entrepreneurial process. It allows for a deep dive into your business, giving you the freedom to work during your peak productivity hours and also to respond more swiftly to opportunities and challenges as they arise in real time. However, this full-time commitment also means that your business must generate enough income quickly enough to support your financial needs, which can add a lot of pressure, right? A lot of urgency to your entrepreneurial journey. So it's kind of like a runway, right? And you have to ask yourself that question, how long before that runway ends? That's why you need to have some significant financial reserves if your plan is to go full-time. Now, the flip side of that coin, that can also mean that balancing a full-time job with your side hustle brings its own set of challenges, right? There's a potential for burnout from managing two demanding roles, the risk of neglecting personal relationships, and also the difficulty in maintaining the quality of your work and the commitment in both these different arenas. It's not uncommon for entrepreneurs in this situation to really feel stretched thin and under constant pressure to perform. And let's be honest, not everyone's good under pressure. Not everyone deals with stress in the same way. And time management skills, right? These are not always easy to master. In fact, effective time management, this involves not just scheduling and task prioritization, but also setting clear boundaries. And I would say realistic goals for both your job and your business. It's about making the most of the time that you have available and being disciplined in how you allocate this. So this might mean turning down non-essential meetings in your day job or being extra selective about the business tasks that you take on, ensuring that you focus on more like high impact activities that drive your business forward. And I can tell you that's easier said than done, because when you're first starting your business, it's natural to want to say yes to every opportunity that comes your way. But here's the thing, you usually can't do that when you're balancing both a day job and a side hustle. So while maintaining that full-time job and launching a business is no small feat, it can be a strategic way to transition into full-time entrepreneurship. It requires a strong commitment, exceptional time management skills, and I would say also a clear understanding of your priorities and your limits. Balancing these dual roles, it's a delicate dance, but with the right approach, and as long as you're organized, or you can learn to become organized, right? You know yourself better than anybody. It is possible to build a successful foundation while mitigating the financial risks of leaving steady employment. Now, that said, that kind of brings us front and center to another crucial aspect of your entrepreneurial journey, which is business growth and scaling potential. Now, what I mean by that is the rate at which you can grow and scale your business is significantly influenced by whether you're working full-time alongside your entrepreneurial venture, or let's say you're dedicating all your time to it, right? It'll make a difference, because when you're launching a business while maintaining a full-time job, the pace of growth can be slower, right? So your available time to focus on the business is going to be limited, and that can delay things like decision-making, product development, market expansion efforts. However, this slower pace, that it's not necessarily a drawback. It can allow for more cautious, more deliberate growth, giving you time to really test and refine your ideas and your products and understand your market without that immediate pressure for generating a full-time income. And this can ultimately lead to, I would say, having more long-term success as you learn to adapt without having that financial desperation that often comes from having your entire livelihood tied to a brand new business. However, on the flip side, dedicating all your time to your business, that can also accelerate your growth and scaling, and you're able to commit fully to all the aspects of your business, from, let's say, operations to sales to marketing. Additionally, this full-time commitment can drive faster expansion and potentially greater profits. However, this rapid growth, it comes with its own challenges, including the need for immediate revenue to sustain the business. Also, all your personal financial obligations, which can lead to rushed decisions and also increased stress that you probably don't want. That said, growing a business without the immediate pressure of it being the primary source of income, let's say, this also has both benefits and it has drawbacks. On the plus side, you have the financial stability of your full-time job as you're learning how to succeed as an entrepreneur. There's a learning curve there. It can also encourage you to be more innovative, and you're statistically more likely to make better decisions based on what's in the long-term best interest of your company rather than short-term, I would say, like financial necessity. However, the drawback there is that the safety net of a steady job, that might lead to some complacency, reducing the urgency to push for rapid business growth. But here's the thing. I think that can easily be avoided just by being aware of it. And when you start to examine everything, the decision to launch and grow your business while working full-time versus dedicating all your time to it, that should be based on individual circumstances. These would include things like your financial obligations, your risk tolerance, and your long-term vision. For example, if you're 25 years old and single and you can live off of Top Ramen and sleep in your vehicle and take showers at the gym, your cost of living is going to be significantly lower than someone who's, say, 45 years old, has a spouse, has three children, has student loans, has a mortgage payment, which means your strategies have to be different. Now, both paths can get you there, no question, but understanding this can help you make more informed decisions that really align with your own personal and entrepreneurial goals. And here's something that you may not always want to think about, and you usually don't think about it until the glitter and the excitement wears off from starting that new business, but it's the weight of juggling both a full-time job and a business. It forces you to really confront the possibility of burnout, because constantly switching between those roles, the long hours, the mental load of managing dual responsibilities, that can all take a toll. And the pressure to perform well in both arenas, that can also lead to increased stress levels. And if they're not properly managed, that can lead to things like exhaustion, decreased productivity, and even health issues. We don't want that. That said, dedicating all your time to your business can also bring its own set of stresses, especially related to financial instability and the pressure to succeed quickly. Now, this scenario, this can lead to a different kind of stress where the lines between work and your personal life, those can start to blur. And it makes it difficult to switch off and relax. And the uncertainty of the highs and lows of business performance, that can create emotional turbulence, really affecting your mental health and your overall well-being and fitness. Now, on a more positive note, however, it's worth mentioning that for some, working a full-time job while running your business on the side, that actually offers a sense of security that may alleviate some stress and contribute to a positive mental well-being. So in both scenarios, the key is to managing stress and maintaining personal well-being. It lies in really establishing clear boundaries, prioritizing things like self-care, and developing effective self-management and stress management strategies, because ultimately, the impact on your personal life and your business, it depends on your individual resilience, your support systems, the ability to maintain a healthy balance between your work and your personal life. Now, that's irrespective of whether you opt for the side hustle or whether you go all in on entrepreneurship. Now, here's something else that you may not initially think about, although I encourage you to carefully consider it, and that is your long-term vision and also your exit strategy, because these elements, they're critical as they shape the direction of your entrepreneurial journey. They also influence your decisions all along the way. And what I mean by that is, while you're thinking about your long-term goals, about your visions for your business, it's important to ask yourself, where do you see your business? Where do you see yourself in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20 years? Are you trying to build a sustainable side income? Or do you envision your startup growing into maybe a market leader that could allow you to leave your full-time job? So the clarity of your long-term vision will guide you how you, I would say, currently balance and prioritize your time and also your resources. And keeping a full-time job while starting your business, that can definitely impact your exit strategy and your long-term plans. And depending on your personality, you might find that the stability of a full-time job allows you more calculated and methodical thinking and approach to your business, especially in terms of growth, because you're able to delay a commitment until your business is financially viable and stable. And this scenario really tends to align with a more conservative exit strategy, where the transition from full-time employment to full-time entrepreneurship, that happens gradually over time, reducing your financial risk. However, this approach can also prolong the time that it takes to fully scale your business as you have these dual commitments, right? It can slow down your decision-making. It can limit the amount of time that you can dedicate to strategic growth activities. So in essence, if your goal is to exit your day job and run your business full-time, it's crucial to have a clear plan in place for this in terms of transition. So that might look like things like setting specific financial goals, having business milestones that once achieved will prompt you to reassess your employment situation and consider, hey, is now the right time to move into full-time entrepreneurship? On the flip side of that decision, if you decide to, let's say, quit your job and focus on your business, it implies a readiness to immerse yourself fully in that entrepreneurial experience. In other words, this decision should really align with that long-term vision and prioritize rapid business growth and a more immediate transition into full-time entrepreneurship. And I encourage you to keep in mind that while this approach can accelerate the scaling process, it requires a solid foundation for your business and also a well-thought-out financial plan to support you during this transition. So whether you want to maintain full-time employment while building your business, or let's say you're going to dive headfirst into entrepreneurship, approach each strategy with your ultimate goals and the lifestyle you desire in mind. And that said, either way, starting a business, it requires intense dedication, hard work, perseverance. The journey of entrepreneurship, this is not for the faint-hearted, right? It demands a willingness to make a lot of sacrifices and commit to your vision. Now, if you're prepared to navigate these challenges, it's entirely possible to successfully launch and grow your business while maintaining full-time employment, right? This plan, this path, I should say, it requires discipline. It requires time management, a strategic mindset so that you can maximize the effectiveness of your efforts and the resilience to withstand the pressures of juggling these dual responsibilities. I'll tell you, be prepared for long nights, early mornings, working all through the weekend as you're building your business. Ultimately, the decision to launch your business while working full-time or to just dive headfirst into entrepreneurship, that's a deeply personal one, right? It depends on your financial situation, your risk tolerance, your personal commitments, and the nature of your business. Each business idea is different, and each path has its own set of challenges and rewards, and it's up to you to make your own decisions on this. But at the beginning of this video, I promised you that I would share the details of my own decision when I had first launched my consulting business. And earlier, I had recounted, you know, some of my early business ventures, how I sold my real estate company. This was at the end of 2007, and it allowed me to pursue some projects that I was passionate about. And then later, I ended up working with Mercedes-Benz, which was great. I loved it. I moved into management. That was a very lucrative, a very highly desired position. But even so, there came a time when I had accomplished everything I wanted to achieve with that brand. And, you know, I longed for and wanted to return to the freedom of entrepreneurship. So I launched the initial version of my current business. Now, that was back in 2017, while I was still running sales and marketing teams for Mercedes-Benz. And I stayed there. It was almost 2 years until I left to go full time. And I've been happy and self-employed ever since. And being an entrepreneur, that also allows me the freedom and the flexibility to do other things I like. I teach remotely for a couple of universities in their MBA programs because, well, I love teaching. It's a way for me to get back and I get to share my knowledge and my skills with others. And it's akin to the reason I started this channel, which I hope inspires you to really step outside your comfort zone and achieve your own entrepreneurial goal.
Hey, I hope today's show provided you with some new insights or a fresh perspective and some action steps that you can implement this week. And in case you're new here, What you just listened to was the podcast version of this week's YouTube video. So if you enjoyed our conversation today, I want to encourage you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com.